Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
On today's podcast, we have a clinic talk from Matt Campbell from the Iowa High School Football Coaches Association Clinic, which I moderated this past offseason. And Coach Campbell talks about some of the things that they've learned from the quarantine, their approach to it, and how they were able to get their players focused and be successful in the things that they do. Now, I know we're all coming out of this pandemic. There's going to be a lot of things now that are a lot more normal than they were before, but I think the lessons that we learned during this time when we faced adversity are so important moving forward. I've been asking a lot of coaches through email exactly what they did during the pandemic that they learned from and they're going to continue to do, and what are some of the things that they look forward to bringing back. And we'll be sharing some of those ideas here on the podcast, but today it's going to be Coach Campbell, head football coach at Iowa State. The entire clinic talk can be found, a link to it, in the show notes. That is on CoachTube, as well as all the talks from this particular clinic. You'll be seeing those on CoachTube. Again, the link will be in the show notes. Enjoy this one with Coach Campbell.
I think we've all gone through some really unique challenges over the last year, and a lot of us continue to go through those challenges. And, you know, I'd really like to take you in time frame for us of, you know, how did we handle some of these challenges and some of these unique issues? And then, you know, really, what did we learn through the entirety of this process? And, you know, back in, March, really a year ago, as we were getting ready to go on spring break, and I think this whole state dealt with it almost at the same time, we're getting ready to go on spring break. And as that's coming, the NCAA basketball tournament gets shut down. And next thing you know, really our world got shut down for the next 3 months. And, you know, as we went into spring break and kind of started processing what was happening, I think one of the big things for myself and our staff was charting a territory of, you know, how will we move ourselves forward? What will this look like? And really, let's what are the three goals that we really have to stand by to continue to work ourselves through our football program? And I think what we learned is carried with us really strong, because it's really where we started as we've come back this February within our own program now. And it's really three things. It's number one, engage. I think one of the most critical points that we felt, and I think all of you could probably relate to this, is the ability that all of our young people are really going through these unique challenges and unique times in so many different ways. What's going on at home, how their family's been impacted, how their lives have been impacted. And I think the first thing that I felt was really, really important was to continue to engage and find ways to engage with what was going on with our players outside of the sport of football. For myself and our staff, I thought we were able to do a great job. There was a single touch point every single day for 3 months, from March, April, and May through the quarantine. And I think what that helped us do is it helped us grow. And I almost think it sent us back to the reasons of why do we coach and what's really important. I thought our staff has done a tremendous job of that. I thought our strength staff and our coaching staff found a way to really grow in our engagement. I also thought our leadership of our team did a great job in our engagement. I think the second thing was we found out is, man, when chaotic times hit, when challenging times hit, simplify. And I think you're gonna see a lot of what I talk about today is our ability to really dig deep into our program and have simplistic answers and simplistic goals and simplistic actions. Because I think when things are chaotic around us, the simpler we can be in what we're trying to ask the young people and ourselves, I think the more efficient and the better the result we're gonna find. And then I think the last thing, and I think this was so critical to my success in terms of growing as a football coach, our coaches' success as growing as coaches, and really our 18 to 22 year olds' success of growing as young men. And that's this word grow. And, you know, I'd said to be honest with you, I said to our kids and I said to our coaching staff that, you know, for the first time in our lives, things were going to really slow down. We live in such a chaotic environment. And I think sports now at every level, you know, there's so much going on that we were going to, when our world stopped last March, that things were going to really slow down. And if we figured out a way to get through it, figured out a way to grow through it, then we were going to have an opportunity when things sped back up, we were going to have an opportunity to be much better. And some of that growth, whether that was for our coaches and it was growing as maybe fathers, maybe we wanted to be better fathers, better husbands, you know, we had to take care of ourselves better. Maybe that growth was going to be, we want to be better teachers. We want to be better fundamental coaches. We want to be better schematically. Whatever that growth needed to occur, we had to find ways to grow. And I was really proud of our staff because I think we took that to heart and had the opportunity to do that. And it was the same thing with our players. You know, I think sometimes we don't realize how hectic their lives really are. And as things slowed down, the opportunity to develop a plan of where did growth need to really occur in their lives. And so what I witnessed for March, April, and May was a group of about 140, 150 people really willing to take this time to sit back, reflect, and grow. And so, you know, I think the lessons we learned of taking the time to reflect, and it's really paved the way for us to really have the opportunity to maximize our growth in every aspect of our football program. And I would just tell you as a side note, as the head football coach, I kind of teased as we came back that really sometimes in the world of football, you know, for me, I got a head coaching job at the age of 31. You know, it's been life on fast forward over the last 10 years. And, you know, when do you ever have a chance to sit back and really reflect, what do you stand for? What are you about? How are you building a program? How are you doing things the right way? Sometimes in our profession, unfortunately, we don't get those opportunities to do that until you get fired. And now all of a sudden, you know, you have to sit there and you have to reflect what I do well and what I didn't do well. And so I think for me, even maybe more than anything, it was an unbelievable opportunity to really sit back, challenge myself of where is this program going? What are we doing well? What aren't we doing well? And obviously, how do we continue to move ourselves forward? And hopefully some of this presentation will continue to sink into that. You know, I think once we got through that quarantine and we started back here, you know, I think again, the challenge was very simplistic. What are we looking to do? And how do we get our guys ready for a football season that maybe we missed a gap of time? And to be honest, I think really a lot of my research went back to our high school days, very similar to high school sports where, you know, high school coaches, where you got your student athletes in March, April, and May. A lot of them are finishing winter sports. A lot of them are getting into spring sports. And maybe you don't have the training and the time with your players that sometimes on the collegiate level we get. And you know what? I found that almost to be a really refreshing piece for our program and for myself. And so we came back really in May with these three goals in mind was number one, master yourself. Number two, master our skill. And then number three is master our job. And so, you know, I think for our coaches, implementing a plan, and for our players, we talked about these three areas. And the first thing let's talk about is master yourself. You know, I think from my end of it, you know, we had not been with our players for about 3 months, and master ourselves of the standard of what our football program is about. How do I take care of the things that really don't relate to football? How do I take care of being where I need to be on time? You know, we entered a new world where how do I carry myself in terms of these new standards of quarantine or of the coronavirus? You know, how do we understand what the football season is going to be about so we can create these habits that are going to allow us to be successful? So that's what we talked a lot about in terms of master yourself. Number two, master our skill. I think this really became the technical piece. And, you know, my whole belief was the teams that were going to have success, which I've always believed in, and maybe more so than ever a year ago, was the teams that had the ability to be really technically sound, fundamentally sound, within the base skill set of the sport of football, catching the ball, tackling the ball, having the opportunity to do the little things that each position group requires from a fundamental and technical standpoint for that position group to be successful. So, you know, we really sat back and talked about each position group, identifying three areas that they needed to be fundamentally and technically sound for them to be at their best. And then we really put our time and effort into those habits rather than spending ourselves our time on anything else other than the fundamental and technique early through that process as we started back into football. And then I think the third thing was really big, and that's master our job. And one of the things that I think we were able to really do a great job through quarantine as a coaching staff a little bit was schematically really look at our football team, really look at what we had done and say, how do we do a great job of simplifying offensively and defensively? So when we come back, we're not digging a mile deep in scheme. We're digging an inch deep in scheme. And all of a sudden, now we know our answers. We have the ability to become masters, craftsmen at what we're teaching and how we're approaching what we're doing. And I felt like that was really, really big for our program. I thought that was really big for our coaches. And I thought our coaches did a phenomenal job of saying, this is what we're going to do on both sides of the ball. These are our responsibility is fundamentally and technically the ability to grow. Well, here's the scheme that we are working towards growing these fundamentals and techniques. And so I thought it was really big that all of it fit together. And I really think our kids and I think our coaches did a phenomenal job of putting that puzzle together as we headed into the months of July and August. You know, for us, you know, I think these things were really, really big, as I just talked about, is really getting our scheme and getting our philosophies to the simplest form.
Thank you again for listening to the podcast. From this point on in the talk, Coach actually went into some of the specifics on offense and defense, showing how they thought about simplifying things. And again, I think that's a tactic you need to look at as you approach this next season. Offseason still has had some limitations. I know some of you had a short offseason, quick turnaround. And again, the approach here probably has to be adjusted as you head into 2021, the fall of 2021, and thinking about the mental, emotional, all the burden that's been placed on your coaches, your players. You probably need a little bit of time off here. You probably want to have an approach that is going to focus on the most important things. Again, what did you learn from this pandemic like Iowa State did, and how can you use that for a better approach in 2021? As I said before, I'll be sharing some of those ideas from our listeners on a future podcast or a series of podcasts, what we learned from the pandemic and what we're going to do moving forward. Follow all we're doing at coachingcoordinator.com. Follow me on Twitter at Coach K Grabowski. And check out all the clinic talks that have been produced from this offseason on CoachTube. Again, links in the show notes.